Listen to Raymond's story and circle true or false.
I was not a superstitious person, and I never believed in bad luck until Friday the 13th of May last year. Everything that could go wrong went wrong that day, except for one little thing. But let me begin at the beginning. In the morning, I jumped out of bed and fell over Dina, my cat. I twisted my ankle and limped into the bathroom. Unfortunately, I broke a small mirror. That means 7 years of bad luck, my little sister said. I got dressed, and then I limped into the kitchen and took my cup of coffee. But it was so hot that I dropped it and spilt the hot coffee over my sweater and my trousers. I had to change my clothes, of course. Then it was really late, and I missed my bus to school. As I couldn't walk quickly with my ankle, Dad took me to school in his car. On our way, a black cat jumped onto the windscreen, and Dad lost control of the car and crashed into a lamppost. Of course, I was late for school, and the teacher was very angry. He was even angrier when I fell asleep during his lesson while he was explaining some grammar. In the break, I bit my tongue while I was eating my sandwich. When I was limping home after school, it started raining heavily. At home, when I was working at the computer, I deleted an important file. That was enough for me. What an awful Friday the 13th. I began to cry. I was still crying when somebody rang the doorbell. I wiped my face and opened the door. It was Linda. I fancied her very much, but I never dared to ask her out for a date. She wanted to borrow my math books. She saw that my eyes were wet and swollen and asked me why I was so sad. I told her about my horrible Friday the 13th. Then Linda hugged me. Yes, she really did. I was totally excited. So Friday the 13th wasn't that bad after all, was it?